We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
Although it is likely that he never set foot in the area that would eventually become Sullivan County, his legacy includes a significant contribution to the county's history. In fact, two of his grandsons would play prominent roles in that history. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county's Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at Daniel Broadhead right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Daniel Broadhead was one of the unsung heroes of the American Revolution. Born in Ulster County and reared in Pennsylvania, he was commissioned as a lieutenant colonel in the Pennsylvania State Rifle Regiment and fought in the disastrous Battle of Long Island, where he was recognized for his bravery and leadership by George Washington himself. He commanded Fort Pitt for a time and led a successful expedition against the Lenape at Coshocton in what is now Ohio. It was a brutal campaign, and it left the Native Americans vowing revenge. Eventually breveted by George Washington to the rank of general, at the war's end, Broadhead retired to Milford, Pennsylvania, and served in the Pennsylvania General Assembly. He became Surveyor General and held the position for 11 years. In 1783, he was one of the founders of the Society of the Cincinnati, a fraternal hereditary society whose membership is restricted to descendants of officers who served in the Continental Army. For all of Daniel Broadhead's notoriety, it is two of his grandsons that provide his link to Sullivan County. One of those grandsons, William Franklin Broadhead, was the first supervisor of the town of Forestburg upon its creation in 1837, and was twice elected to the New York State Assembly. Another grandson, Daniel Mifflin Broadhead, would serve as supervisor of both the town of Forestburg and the town of Bethel, making him one of just a few men in Sullivan County history to have been elected supervisor of more than one town. Both of the Sullivan County Broadheads were also successful businessmen and were living examples of Abraham Lincoln's famous advisory that you have to do your own growing, no matter how tall your grandfather was. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.